This week is Parshas Ve'eschanan and Shabbos Nachamu. Most of the time, Parshas Ve'eschanan comes out the same week as Parshas Nachamu. Parshas Nachamu always follows Tisha B'Av. So there has to be a connection. Nachamu is the consolement after Tisha B'Av. There must be a connection between Parshas Ve'eschanan and Parshas Nachamu. If it always comes out that way, the Avudrom finds a fascinating connection. The Avudrom is a Rishon. He quotes to the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chafei, 4:25. It says, Ki Sar Lebanim V'nei Banim, when you have children or grandchildren, it really means descendants. V'nei Shantem Baretz, and they will be there a very long time. V'shchatem, they will become corrupt and destroy the land, spiritually. So the next Pasuk says, in Chafav, Ha'edesi Bechem Ayoyim, I will bear witness to you, Shemayim V'aretz, heaven and earth, Ki Avoy Taved, and you will be destroyed. So the Gemara, Sanhedrin, Lamed Ches, asks a question. Why does it say V'nei Shantem? It seems like an extra word. It could have said, when you have children and descendants in the land and they become corrupted, you will be bounced out. Why say V'nei Shantem? You have children in the land, there a long time, you will become corrupted and bounced out. Why add the word, and you're there a long time? What's the difference? The point is that when they become corrupted, they will be bounced out. Why add in the word? The Gemara has a fascinating futuristic prophecy that it figured out. The word V'nei Shantem numerically equals 852. And what it was saying was the Torah, earlier in time, saying that from 852 years, from when we're discussing, when I'm talking to you, when you're going to enter the land of Israel, is when you're going to be corrupted to the point where you're going to have to be thrown out. So, we have to make a cheshbon. Does that make sense or not? Let's figure it out. The Pasuk of Malachim says that the Jews, when the time they left Egypt, until they built the first Beis HaMikdash, was 480 years. But they weren't in Israel 480 years because they roamed the desert for 40 years. So it was 440 years from when they entered Eretz Yisrael until the end of the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. How? 440 years in Eretz Yisrael till they built it, and the first Beis HaMikdash lasted 410 years. 410 plus 440 is 850. When the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they were sent out 850 years later. But wait a second, that's not what I said. The Pasuk said 852 years later. It says 850. So what the Gemara says is a fascinating idea, that although it was said 852, HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that if he allowed the Jews to be in the land 852 years, like the Pasuk said, then he would have to completely fulfill the next Pasuk that says, you will be utterly destroyed. It says the Jews will be corrupted and they will be utterly destroyed when they're bounced out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want them being utterly destroyed. So what he did was, he sent them to exile 2 years earlier to avoid fulfilling the second half of the Pasuk, which means when the Jews were sent out into exile, it was earlier than it should have been, could have been, but that earlier punishment was a great blessing that they were no longer destroyed. So, what the Avudrom seems to say is that the reason why we read Parshas Ve'eschanan right after Tisha B'Av is because even though we're reading a story about Tisha B'Av, and we know about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, both of them, and we know about all the calamities that we observe and think about on Tisha B'Av, we should know one thing, that the calamities are coming at a price, but sometimes there's a hidden value to them as well. There's a hidden positive that within them. Being exiled 2 years earlier, the Gemara says, from the Pasuk, was a plus that they weren't utterly destroyed. So we read Parshas Ve'eschanan the week after to tell us that we're still here. Because as angry as Hashem gets for our corruption, divisiveness, transgressions, He's still looking out for us. He's still being our Savior and helping us. Therefore, that's the true Nachamu. The consolement following a Tisha B'Av is found within this parasha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing something earlier than expected on a negative way that really was a positive. And it doesn't only usually apply as a national concept for all Jews, but applies on a personal level as well. Sometimes people are going through sad situations and tragedies. They should recognize that Hashem is there and everything He is doing is for the good. Have a great Shabbos.